Relationships are a good opportunity because that's the favorite playground of pain body renewal. But if the pain body doesn't have the relationship, it'll just use your mind. That works too. So watch for that, because there's a momentum there that's very strong, because there's such a huge amount of human pain, collective human pain on this planet, built up over many, many thousands of years. And really, all that your pain body is, or that looks personal, it's really human pain. Although something in your so-called personal life may have added to it, but really it is basically impersonal. Just as the movement of thought is basically impersonal. The emotions are human emotions. The thoughts are all thoughts that are being thought by the collective human mind. And people think that's me. But it is impersonal. It's just that when you identify it, it gives the illusion of being personal, of being a person there. You are being thought by the collective mind. And so, well, where is the personal then? Well, the strange thing is that stillness isn't personal either. Presence, stillness, is not personal. And yet it is essentially the beingness that you are. But it's not personal. Personal means a little thing that there's me and the others. So ultimately there's nothing personal, neither the unconsciousness that identifies with forms, nor when the consciousness arises, is not personal either. And yet the essence of who you are, the I am, that is nothing to do with person, but it gets mixed up with the personal. The forms that the person identifies with, that make up the person. As you know, person, is the word comes from Latin. It means persona, the mask that you wear. And that these are the roles that you play when you interact with other humans, as long as you identify it with mind and emotion. You play the roles that are personal. You play the script in your mind, the conditioning of your mind. Again and again and again. Born again and again and again. Until you've had enough. And then you're fed up with the suffering that entails. Ah, and the readiness comes to step out of that. That's the end of reincarnation.